The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, finally Friday morning here on WPHM, getting ready for the Super Bowl on Sunday. Can't wait for the game. Can't wait for all the commercials, too, including GM's commercial with Will Ferrell. Have you seen this? Will Ferrell basically declaring war on Norway over electric vehicles, actually. This is GM's Everybody In campaign. They got Will Ferrell and some other funny people for what I think is going to be a very much talked about commercial. Joining us to tell us more about it, GM Communications Manager Stu Fowle. Stu, as I understand it, this is part of a larger campaign.
A bigger campaign that we launched last month called Everybody In, and that's meant to really introduce the idea of EVs having this moment in time where they're ready to be out there for everyone. We have 30 new EVs across Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac coming by 2025. It's our goal that by 2035, we'll sell nothing but EVs. And what more fun way of doing it, kicking it off, than having Will Ferrell in the Super Bowl declaring war on Norway and EV ownership.
I absolutely love it. It's a great idea. This is a major campaign, as you said, the Everybody In campaign. And for as much enthusiasm and excitement as there is for EV vehicles, there are also a lot of skeptics out there, aren't there?
There are a lot of skeptics out there, and I think for very fair reasons. The technology has been evolving over recent years. If you're not following the industry really closely, you'd still think of range anxiety and the long time that it takes to charge a battery, and all of that's quickly changing. The other challenge is just the cost of a battery that big, and that's all coming down as well. So if we're going to reach our goal of only selling EVs in the next 14 years, we know that there's many technical things that we need to address. And it's our goal that it won't be a question of I'm not an EV person. I prefer a gas engine, because if we do what we need to do, there won't really be a difference. The charging time will be the same as the time that it takes to fill up gas, and we will bring EVs to every segment, whether you're a family and you need a three-row SUV, or if you're a truck person and use it for towing and hauling. In fact, the first of our new family of EVs coming to market is our GMC Hummer EV that goes on sale this year, and that's a full-size pickup truck with 1,000 horsepower and a 0-60 time of 3 seconds. So if that doesn't excite you about EVs, then I don't know what will.
Yeah, and having Will Ferrell sort of leading the charge in getting people excited about this, that's going to be a big step forward, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, he has his own unique form of comedy, and when you're picking on an entire company or country, you have to do it the right way.
Yeah.
Having him involved is so much fun. And Kenan Thompson from SNL, and then Awkwafina from the movie Crazy Rich Asians, rounding out the group in the ad is a ton of fun for us, and a great way to spread this great message of getting vehicles out there that are fun to drive, very compelling, and also helping to address climate change is a great opportunity.
Stu, I have a feeling that Monday morning, when we're having all of our conversations about the Super Bowl commercials, this one is going to be top of mind for a lot of people.
Well, I'm biased, but I sure think it's the best one in the lineup so far.
All right, we'll look for it on Sunday during the big game. Stu, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.